is 89.3 KNON FM, Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people. And you're listening to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Tappet. I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laron Landis. Our guest today is Aaron Moore. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello.
This was a big week.
It was an awesome week.
So marriage, a little bit of marriage. There's some marriage.
Marriage, and Enda. And we can work. We can work.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Well, we don't know yet. No. Yeah. Only half of the elected think we can work. And only a percentage of the half of the elected.
I would say that was even bigger news for me.
Enda? Really?
Yeah. I've always thought, if you saw that thing with Wanda Sykes on Oprah last week, she said, if you can't work, nobody's going to want to marry you, broke ass, anyway. That's a very good point.
Yeah, I have always contended that Enda was more important to our community than marriage. But if marriage gets us Enda, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Which is so backwards.
It is backwards.
But
that's okay.
Kind of.
We're going to talk about that in just a minute because it's pledge drive.
Okay.
If it's Aaron, it must be
pledge. It must be pledge drive. It must be Aaron wearing a KNON sweatshirt that you can get for a pledge.
It is, and I just wore my perfection t-shirt.
It says perfection has a price, and I'm thinking there's not enough money in the world.
The price is me. Our goal here at KNON is to raise $114,000 this pledge period, and we are not even halfway there yet. We're in our second week of pledge drive. We're just starting the second week. We're asking you to give us a call. The number is 972-647-1893.
You can also find us online at KNON.org.
And you can. If you go to the website, just press the pledge button and you can pledge right there.
That is way too tethered for me. I've been listening to you guys on my iPhone.
Okay.
KNON has an app. Did you know that?
I did know that, actually.
It works really well.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. So you can pledge on your app?
I don't know about pledging on your app, but you can search.
That's what we're talking about.
But I think so. But you can listen on your app, so you know to pledge.
Well, that's true.
It's kind of like marriage getting us Enda.
the app gets us pledges.
Yes.
Good. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Now, if you are pledging and want a pledge premium, they're all listed on the website. So you can go make sure that you give your name, your address, that information, which show, which would be Lambda Weekly.
Or you can say the gays or LW or
any of those works.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you can do is and get your pledge premium. But if we have a couple of specials.
We do?
Yes. Okay. And these you need to call for just to make sure that we...
What more do you need than a sweatshirt or a fleece jacket?
How about a Garden Cafe $30 gift certificate? Breakfast and lunch, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., Tuesday to Sunday. It has a patio with its own herb and vegetable garden. One of the first restaurants to have embraced the slow food movement. They are all organic and don't use any pesticides. The menu's at gardencafe.net. It's located off the beaten path in Old East Dallas at 5310 Junius. I have one Garden Cafe certificate for a pledge of $50. A $50 pledge gets you a $30 gift certificate and a bumper sticker and a program schedule. We'll mail the gift card. But we do need you to call us on this one, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And that's notice awesome it deal. Ends in 89.3, like 89.3 FM, like KNON 89.3 FM, 972-647-1893.
And again, KNON.org, and we have an app also.
Yes, we do.
So there's multiple ways to get a hold of us.
Now, let's say the Garden Cafe gift certificate is gone. We also have a $30 gift certificate to Company Cafe. Company Cafe offers natural, fresh fare with an organic twist, a farm-to-table cafe, and avid small business supporter. Their menus feature many Texas vendors. Menu at companycafe.net. It's a new location, 2104 Lower Greenville Avenue in Dallas, one block from the old location. We have... One, Company Cafe gift certificate for a pledge, $50 pledge gets you a $30 gift certificate and a bumper sticker and a program schedule. We'll mail you the gift card. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's
972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893.
Use the app.
She's so obstreperous. Now,
yeah, whatever that means.
That's two ways to eat great, though. You know, $50 pledge gets you $30 in organic, fresh.
But there's more.
Fresh-made food.
But there's more.
But there's more.
And tell us more, David.
Snooki's Bar and Grill, we have a $30 gift certificate. Snooki's was founded in 1989 and has become an Oaklawn fixture. The food is all homemade and locally sourced as much as possible. Located at 3684 Oaklawn at Lemon in Dallas. The menu's at snookiesbar.com. We have one. Snooki's Bar and Grill gift certificate for a pledge. $50 pledge gets you a $30 gift certificate. But you know what? With all of these, the IRS isn't going to know. Even though you're getting stuff for it that has a value, who's going to know? You just write your check to KNON, put it on your credit card to KNON, and write the whole thing off. So that's 972-647-1893.
Are we just going to blow past the fact that you're advising illegal activity here?
I'm not an attorney. If I was an attorney, what I would just... they could.
Yeah, but you're talking taxes, and we got to move on from taxes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
Just you don't have to do everything that we advise here on Lambda Weekly.
Or that we do.
Other than call and make a pledge. 972-647-1893.
LaRon, you don't call.
I don't call.
No. You
You're
said
the website.
What they do, they should do what we do, which is call. We don't call. We're here.
See, you intentionally sent me away from you so I couldn't slap you right now. Call 972-647-1893. What is it?
972-647-1893.
You'd think I'd have this memorized,
and,
huh?
And we want to thank Peter for making a very nice donation to KNON.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you very
much. Peter.
Thank you, Peter. We appreciate your support. One more time, 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by.
And Peter sets a great example. And let's keep the momentum going. Support Lambda Weekly and with your pledge today. And help us stay on the air.
Keep us on the air.
Yeah.
Stay keep us.
Little that. On the air. We've been on for 30 years. We want to keep going. So it's
and
time.
Speaking of not being able to talk, were you as astounded as I was with this week in gay marriage history?
Wow.
First time two states passed same-sex marriage. Not quite, but... technically, it has to pass one more vote in the Senate in Hawaii.
Right.
And that'll happen on Tuesday.
And then the governor will sign it.
Oh, the governor is the one who sponsored this bill. You know, and it's interesting, though, what the opposition is saying. You know, I don't want to say that the opposition to this is both lying and making things up, but they did. Where's my Hawaii story? It's right here. What they were saying was Hawaii passed a marriage amendment that forbids the legislature from passing same-sex marriage.
Not true.
Hawaii's marriage amendment was different than just about every other state's. Their amendment allows the legislature to make laws regarding marriage.
Right.
Because they didn't have it in their constitution before. Right. And that was actually part of the basis for the original marriage lawsuit, which was from Hawaii, because it wasn't in the Constitution, we should be able to get married. And the Supreme Court threw it back to the legislature and said, find a reason that they shouldn't be. What interest does the state have in not allowing same-sex couples? And then the amendment passed, and then the legislature passed a law, and it was just a law, it was not a constitutional amendment, that said marriage was a man and a woman. Well, the new law that they're passing says it isn't.
Talk about coming full circle. It took 20 years to do so.
Yeah.
Well, they were. If I'm remembering right, and my remembering right is not remembering right these days, but the Hawaii was the first state to take this issue, wasn't it?
That's what I'm saying. It was the first case.
Yeah.
Oh, and the federal Duma was in response to Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah. In direct response. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because that was what I thought was kind of silly. It's like, okay, no, you can't get married anywhere, but they're passing DOMA.
Right.
But they were doing that directly in response to Hawaii.
And they passed it because of full faith and credit. Right. One state always recognizes marriages performed in other states.
Yep. Except for Texas. Because divorce in Texas.
Divorce in Texas is, you know, this is an interesting case. And we talked a little bit about it last week.
But right, I heard. But they just heard it on Tuesday, right?
But sum it up. Yeah, sum up what the case was.
Well, there's two, actually.
No,
that there were a few couples that they've merged into one case that got married in states that had marriage equality. Thank you. I keep wanting to say same-sex marriage, and it's just marriage. That have marriage equality, and then they moved to Texas for job or family or whatever and wanted to get a divorce. For whatever reason. And Texas is not recognizing them as being able to get a divorce because they're not recognizing that they were ever married.
Did you listen to the arguments?
Just a few.
Good. Yeah, I listened to the arguments.
Okay. What did you think of the arguments for our side? Not that we take sides here.
Well, our arguments was that in the family code, it doesn't. And I forgot what code it is. The family code of Texas doesn't require that you recognize marriage to actually for a divorce proceeding to go through.
Okay, now that might be technically true, but if Laron, you and I have never been married, going by that idea, we can still go and get a divorce. Of course you're recognizing the marriage, and what they didn't bring up in the argument, which they needed to, and we wouldn't win in Texas, but when it goes up to the Supreme Court, we would, is that you have to recognize the marriage in order to grant the divorce, which Georgia does, by the way. That's the only state that's a marriage inequality state, that does this. But you do have to recognize the marriage. And what the real argument is they got married in another state. This state needs to recognize it. That's the real argument.
Now, there were two different cases. There was a male couple here in Dallas, went all the way up to the Court of Appeals here in Dallas, and they lost. There's a lesbian couple who their case went all the way up to the Court of Appeals in Austin, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
So their divorce was granted.
Right. And Greg Abbott appealed both of them.
Yes.
The reason he did was, no, we can't do this. Well, and there was an extra reason in Dallas, because Tina Callahan, who was the judge, declared DOMA unconstitutional.
Right.
And he's trying to overturn that ruling. But he doesn't want to grant the divorce from Austin, but he doesn't want to even have the case that was considered here in Dallas, where they lost the case, basically, in the higher court. He doesn't want that even on the books, because...
Well, it's just, I mean, all of this is very legalese and all that, but it's just, it's getting more and more and more ridiculous, the arguments they're having to make and come up with to defend an indefensible position that we are not equal citizens. Mm-hmm. And if we can get married in another state, talking about full faith and credit, or also known as comedy, there's what, 14 states now with Illinois? Or
15, 14 with Illinois, 15 with Hawaii. Well, actually, it's 14 and a half with Illinois, 15 and a half with Hawaii.
Hawaii hasn't passed, has it?
Well, Tuesday it will.
Yeah, but...
Tuesday goes back to the Senate for a final vote.
Right, but I mean, right this second, you know, that's... We're coming up on kind of the what they call the tipping point here of state... There are going to be enough states where enough people are married that if it's going to affect other states if they don't start recognizing it. And Texas, I mean, always hanging on by its fingernails to the good old boy white, you know, supremacy thing. They're going to have to start recognizing stuff. I mean, it's over. They just don't want to admit it yet. It's the same reason there's still the sodomy laws on the books. They're unenforceable,
Maggie
but
Gallagher,
they're still there.
Maggie Gallagher basically said, we lost.
Yeah. I mean, even
she's the non-person, the
National Organization for Marriage, yeah. And a lot of the, you know, the Family Research Council, and a lot of them are just kind of throwing up their hands and going, yeah, well, okay, we're done. You know, but not Texas.
Well, you know, what I'm surprised about with these, seems like every other month, you know, we're having more and more positive marriage news is, I didn't think we had that many states left that we could have any more marriages. It's marriage equality laws passed.
Well,
how many more do we have left? Because I thought...
You mean without a constitutional amendment?
Without being overturned.
Right.
Well, there's not that...
Another five, I think.
Yeah, and there's some that don't have superdomas that could be done undone pretty easily, but the superdomas would have to be...
Like Texas has a superdoma.
Texas has a superdoma.
Yeah.
It just means there's a lot of hurdles to jump through, and it would have to go to a constitutional amendment vote.
And I think the ones with the superdoma, the only way those are going to fall is probably through the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, through the legislature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it works with the sodomy laws. You know, Texas is good for one thing. We can serve as an example to others.
I want to go back to the Hawaii case. Interestingly enough, there was one person who voted against the marriage law, and she's a lesbian.
Yes.
Her name is Jo Jordan.
Yes.
She became the first openly gay official to vote against a pro-marriage equality bill.
Okay, first of all, will you be sending money to her campaign?
No. No.
And her reasoning... I think she had two reasons. One was because of her, the district that she represents was against it, so she was just representing them.
It's just so lame.
Yeah, which is totally lame.
I think that's lame.
Yeah.
And then the other one, she said it needed to be amended.
She wanted it to be stronger.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking you're coming up with any reason you can come up with.
How can it be stronger?
Oh, that it didn't.
A stronger marriage?
Yeah, that it didn't. That the things that were spelled out in it about divorce, speaking of divorce, about divorce regulations and paternity, or not paternity, but child custody and et cetera, et cetera.
And the religious exemptions.
Religious exemptions. All of it, either the protections weren't strong enough and the exemptions weren't strong enough.
Wait a minute.
It just wasn't strong enough. And
the religious exemptions in Hawaii are the weakest in the country.
Uh-huh. But there is, if I mean, a church is... There is sort of a case to be made for it, though.
If a church is making – no, there isn't.
No, no. I'm not saying for the measures, but for taking them out.
Oh, of course.
Because there's
no one – If a church is making money off of doing wedding ceremonies, not among its own congregation, but they're just – you know, it's a congregation of 100, and there are a bunch of them in Hawaii that are like this. It's a congregation of 100, but they're doing these lavish, huge weddings every single week because a lot of tourists fly in from Japan, and because – Japanese are basically Shinto. And, well, some from the mainland. Hawaii is their biggest customer, though, for these weddings. Since Hawaiians, since Japanese are Shinto, there's a law. You can't discriminate if you're doing business, if you're making money as a religious institution and supporting your whole congregation off of other groups. You can't discriminate means you can't discriminate.
Period.
And that's the way Hawaii is. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON-FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, with Laron Landis, and our guest today is Aaron Moore. It is Pledge Drive, and we're asking you to give us a call and support KNON. The number is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And you know, a great way to support KNON is to give a monthly draft off your bank account. It could do $10 a month, and it would go so far to help KNON meet their budget every month. And it's easy to do. You set it up once, $10 a month, $20 a month, $25 a month. You know, it's something you're going to – it's that, you know, two Starbucks a week or whatever.
And you know, we'd love to have more than just a draft, but a whole wind.
Sure.
Like $100 a month, $200 a month.
Sure.
That's more than a draft.
Right.
Maybe that's why it's called a windfall.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. I was mentioning we had gift certificates to give away. We have one more. The others are – these are all $30 gift certificates.
That come with a $50 pledge.
That come with a $50 pledge. Spiral Diner and Bakery has a $30 gift certificate to give away too. Are you vegan? Are you interested in trying and eating some healthy food? Well, now is your chance to eat some of the best tasting vegan food in town with a gift certificate from Spiral Diner and Bakery. Spiral Diner uses only organic ingredients whenever possible. All items on their menu are 100% vegan, no meat, milk, eggs, honey. Cassian?
Huh?
I don't know that one.
Calcium?
Yeah. No, it's C-A-S-E-I-N, which means they are naturally cholesterol-free. You have a, we have a one Spiral Diner Bakery gift certificate for a pledge of $50. It gets you a $30 gift certificate. It's paying for your pledge, basically.
Essentially, yeah. And I got to say, as a non-vegan, as a
Spiral Diner's good.
Spiral Diner's really good.
Spiral Diner and Bakery. It's located, it's in Oak Cliff. It's at 1101 North Beckley in Dallas in Oak Cliff. It's open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed on Mondays. We'll mail the gift certificate. We also have a certificate from Garden Cafe, which is in East Dallas, right near our old office. Company Cafe, which is on Lower Greenville, and Snooki's on Oaklawn Avenue. That's a nice spread throughout the city, so wherever you live, we have one for you. That's 972-647-1893. That's 647-1893, 972-647-1893. Doc, take it away.
You are listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
It's the big show, and it's coming soon.
KNON's first annual Latin Energy Fall Festival.
Sunday, November 17th at the Alamo in Dallas. Starting the legendary Fito Olivares, MC Magic, Los Bad Boys del Valle, Presión, Freestyle Music, from Leo De Leon and Danny Damian, Químicos del Son, and Two Code Syndicate.
KNON DJs will be in the mix all day.
Lawn chairs are permitted, but no coolers. Cowboys by week, doors open at 4 p.m.
Tickets are only $10 in advance.
You would pay more anywhere else to see Fito.
All ages event.
Tickets are available at KNON.org. The Alamo. Top 10 records in Partidas in Oak Cliff.
T-Town Music in Pleasant Grove.
Forever Young Records in Traders Village, Booth 54 in Grand Prairie.
Two Cold Syndicate and Stevie D. We got tickets everywhere and on the web at KNON.org.
The Alamo is located at 2701 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas.
That's the first annual KNON's Latin Energy Fall Festival.
Sunday, November 17th. For more info, KNON.org.
KNON's Big Texas Blues Thanksgiving Radio Show is coming Thursday, November 28th. This is Blue Lisa, and I'm inviting you to be a part of this KNON Thanksgiving tradition. Tickets are at KNON.org. Doors open at 8:30 a.m., and we go on the air live at 9 a.m. We'll have live music from the Reverend K.M. Williams, Holland K. Smith, KNON's own Greg Smith performing with Jay Mack, James Hinkle, and Jackie Don Lowe. Alligator Cafe will serve the Chef Ivan Thanksgiving special. Hurry and get your tickets. Seating is limited. It's a very special holiday live broadcast event in the KNON Live Music Studio. It's a great way to start your Thanksgiving day with your friends from Community Radio and the Dallas Blues community. This Thanksgiving morning at KNON, 5353 Maple Avenue in Dallas. Tickets available now at knon.org or 214-237-3003. This is the KNON benefit event. This is Blue Lisa from KNON 89.3 FM. If you like what you're hearing and you want to help support great community radio, pick up the phone and call to make your pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893.
This is Kimberly Truex of the GLBT Wedding Expo, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I am David Taffet here in the studio with
Aaron Moore, but I'm laughing about that. 972-647-1893.
Well, we can make fun of Candy Markham when she's on, and we'll...
972-647-1893. You know, we used to say a really great fundraiser idea would be Texans reading Shakespeare.
It would be.
Mm-hmm. But now we just need to get them to say our phone number.
That's 972-647-1893. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Leron Landis.
Leron? Leron.
It is Pledge Drive.
I love that.
It is Pledge Drive here at KNON. The Garden Cafe gift certificate. It be gone. And thank you very much for our donor there. We do have three more gift certificates.
Please stop that. Thank you.
For Spiral Diner, one for Snooki's, and one for Company Cafe. $30 gift certificate is for a $50 pledge. The certificate that you get basically pays for your pledge this time. It's a really great offer. Wonderful restaurants. Thank you for offering these two KNON to do during our pledge drive.
And, you know, we have a really interesting gift this time, a pledge premium for $175 pledge. And that's the K&ON football jersey. Mm-hmm. Not only do you get to choose any NFL team colors that you
want. And
that's
a lot of colors.
That's a lot of colors. I think it's like the spectrum, perhaps.
Yeah, pretty
red.
Much.
A lot of colors.
Red?
Of course.
Right.
Blue?
Yeah.
Of course.
Covered. Green?
Yeah.
Of course. You know, I don't think there's a pink.
There's probably not a pink.
There's got to be a pink.
No, but there is a pink K&ON shirt.
There
if you
is.
Need a pink shirt, we
there
have
is.
A long sleeve women's pink K&ON with black, the voice of the people, K&ON 89.
That's with a $60
logo.
Pledge.
For a $60 pledge.
But you can also get your name on back to the football jerseys. You can also get your name customized on the back of it. And it goes from medium to 3XL. So that's pretty nice.
That really is a steal because if you go to any NFL shop and they can do it also, you're going to probably pay double that.
Oh, easily.
Well, and in other lesbian premiums, we have the fleece pullover. I mean, come on, people. Fleece.
What I want to know is why LaRon knows what you could buy at an NFL shop.
You
or
know
that
like
there
football.
Even are
I
NFL
like
shops.
I like football.
You know I like football.
I like football, too.
Well, I know you do.
Football is non-sexual orientation specific.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's what you notice sometimes.
What did I do before I came to K&ON?
I know you were a sports reporter on a Christian radio station.
There you go.
David was a sports reporter on a TV show.
I was a fake sports reporter on a TV show. reporting
really
on fake sports. What are some of the other pledge premiums that we have?
Well, we have the fleece zip-up jacket all the way to 4XL for $100 pledge. It's black with the white design. We've got the pullover hoodie that's black with a gray design for $75. That's for a pledge of $75. And also for $75, the jumbo 64-inch windproof umbrella. And, you know, that's an awesome one to get, along with the folding chairs.
So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. What did I just do, Patty? I was looking at you when I said those numbers. 20 years and or more that I'm here, first time I've read those numbers or said those numbers without looking at them. 972-647-1893. Did I get it right?
Wow.
Sweet. I did.
Wow. They've given David some youth serum or something.
I think so. It's time for our entertainment report. LeRon?
All right. Social media was all the buzz this week with the casting news that actor Samuel L. Jackson will take on his first ever gay role in the upcoming film adaptation of Stephen King's novel, The Cell. Now, the actor is expected to portray Tom McCourt, who's in the novel's a middle-aged gay engineer and former soldier. But there are several things that make this casting interesting in what everybody was talking about. First of all, supposedly in an interview, I guess about 5 or 6 years ago, Samuel L. Jackson said that he would never play a gay role nor kiss someone of the same gender in the film. And so that's interesting. I don't know what has changed his mind. Maybe he has progressed.
I think cha-ching, cha-ching, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that could be it, too. good one, Patty. And also, if he does follow through with this role, he'll be one of the few, if not the first, African-American male A-lister to take on a gay role. I can't think of any others.
Tom Hanks is white, so.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is very
No, the
white.
Only other one I can think of is, what is his name from 6 Feet Under?
But
he's not an A-lister. He's not an A-lister.
He's not an A-lister.
But became one really quickly because he was so great in that role.
I still wouldn't say A-lister.
Yeah, I still wouldn't say A-lister. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denzel Washington A-lister. Will be an A-lister.
A-listers are ones they call to make box office.
What I'm really saying is that's the only other African-American gay role that I can think – major gay role that I can think of. I'm sure there are others.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that comes to mind, though.
To the Google. Y'all continue.
Yeah.
I think you have to have been nominated for an Oscar to be A-list.
It's true.
Maybe.
Or at least have some box office
or considered,
clout.
Yeah. Because
Well, Steven Seagal, come on. He's not A-list. But he's got a lot of movies.
Done a lot of movies. Oh, yeah.
I don't think that counts.
And yet, still a bad actor. Okay, go ahead.
All right. If you haven't seen the Dallas Buyers Club yet, I highly recommend it. I saw it last night. Very good. If for no other reason, just to see the great performances by both Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto, who plays a transgender woman. Jared claims that he got the part because he flirted with the director. He says he dressed up as a woman and went into a meeting with the director, he grabbed some lipstick and was kind of putting it on. And just flirted with him for about 20 minutes, and he said the next day he got a call and he got the official offer. So, Whatever. Oh, he said he followed up. He said, "A girl's gonna do what a girl's gonna do."
I still can't see Jordan Catalano as a drag queen, or is he full on transgender?
He was fabulous.
Was he?
He was
fantastic. He was fantastic. I didn't realize that it was him until a couple of scenes into the movie, and cool. I was like, "Oh, right, that's who that is."
Do you even know who Jordan Catalano is?
No.
In My So-Called Life, he was the heartthrob of
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, hubba, hubba. Yeah, yeah, I remember.
See, but no, I knew they'd pull some strings.
Yeah, he was, of course, we'll have Arnold on to talk about this closer to the Academy Awards, but if he doesn't at least get a nomination, that would be a real, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he was.
He's saying Matthew McConaughey or who?
Both of them, but especially Jared Leto.
Okay, just to prove David wrong, because I love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith in 6 Degrees of Separation.
Oh, okay.
Forrest
right.
Whitaker in The Crying Game.
Oh, right.
Jeffrey Wright in Angels in America. And I always butcher his name. Tweedle Edgefor in Kinky Boots. Wesley Snipes in To Wong Fu. Isaiah Washington in To Get on the Bus. Van Rames in Holiday Heart. Blair Underwood in Treatment.
Okay.
Go, Aaron.
I got a list.
I forgot
baby.
About something.
I have got
you're
a
right,
list.
You're right. you're right.
But they're not the ones that came to mind.
They're not the ones. And mm-hmm. You go, Aaron.
But so there have been more.
There have been more.
Good. Well, good.
But we want to talk
about Dallas Buyers Club. First of all, it was filmed in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody from Dallas, especially from Oak Lawn or in the gay community, who goes to see this film that takes place in alternate universe Dallas, it's going to be very disconcerting. I leaned over to Brian and I said, "That's supposed to be Cedar Springs," and it was Canal Street, I think, or if it wasn't, it was one of the streets right near there. To see I-10 going over Cedar Springs, it's just disconcerting. There were several things that I found odd. The first time they called Parkland Hospital, Mercy Hospital, I actually started laughing and I realized, oh, that wasn't supposed to be funny. But if you're from Dallas, it's just call it Parkland, but they were afraid of lawsuits.
Well, right? And there's a movie called Parkland, too. But growing up in New Orleans, there's a lot of movies made in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever is right. So it wasn't going to be right, even if they filmed it in Dallas.
Any biography or true-to-life film, it's not going to be 100% correct. It never is in film.
Well, I just mean the locations and stuff, but yeah. I mean,
but if you're living here, then you're thinking, okay, now the Buyers Club in this is located 6800 Oaklawn Avenue. That would be Highland Park. I don't think so. There were little things like that. If you're from here, here's my point. When you leave the movie, you're going to be going, I think I like that. So many things were so wrong about that. The other thing that bothers me in this movie is Ron Woodruff is portrayed as homophobic. Now, he was a straight guy who started the Buyers Club here. Mm-hmm. He wasn't homophobic. And it hurt me to have him portrayed that way. The person who knew him best was Steve Pounders, his doctor, who's played by Jennifer Garner in the movie. Because she looks a lot like him, I guess.
Yeah, must be.
But Steve said...
So he was a pretty looking guy.
Steve said that he thinks Ron would be really proud of the portrayal. Now, once you're a week or two away from the movie, and where it was filmed, what street it was filmed on doesn't bother you anymore, and you're over all those little details that were wrong, they got it right. Because they got the spirit of it right. What we were doing here in Dallas was smuggling, drug running. They didn't even do the whole extent. Ron Woodruff actually bought a speedboat when it was getting hard to get across the border with these drugs. He bought a speedboat and raced them across the Gulf of Mexico. That's not even in the movie. They got it right. They got right what we were doing here in Dallas, and a whole bunch of people were involved in it. But Ron was the heart of it.
I'm from Dallas, but maybe it's, I don't know, because I wasn't actually involved in the community back then. None of that bothered me. But, I mean, you are watching, trying to pick out, oh, it's that, and that. But other than that, I just thought it was a great film. And I thought it was really interesting when the film came out in this time of this national debate about health care.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's a man who took responsibility for his own health care and took it to an extreme level. So I just thought that was interesting at the time, you know, when we're talking about health care.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great film.
See, what we were really discussing before the movie was before the show was whether the movie – why the movie was set here. And I said because we did it bolder, brasher, more in-your-face – confronting the FDA and winning almost every single time, and I say almost, they caught a couple of little things. We did it. We didn't care. We were out to save our friends. No other city other than Fort Lauderdale did it as boldly as we did. New York had a bolder...
I was going to say, the New York act up.
Not act up, but yeah. Not their buyer's club.
Yeah.
Not their buyer's club. They just weren't as bold and brash. What Ron did, actually, he was supplying some of the other buyer's clubs around the country. That's how massive his operation was.
Well, and I think, too, that just speaks to the sort of the spirit in Dallas.
Yep.
We were the first... first of lots of things, the first black tie dinner, the first federal club, the first national coming out project, the first Rainbow LULAC, the first victory fund. Yes, all of those things. And so innovators think here, you know, they think and act.
They do. We do. But I think if you go with that mentality or thinking about that, when you watch the film, you're going to be disappointed. There's really not a lot of focus on Dallas itself or even the Dallas gay community. It's mainly him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, there were a couple of other little things. If you were involved in the community that they got so right, they show him going into this workshop. It was the AIDS Mastery Workshop where people – it was at the community center and people went to this workshop to learn how to die. God, did they get that right. I mean, I was in tears in a couple of those scenes because I was just picturing who the actual people were. So it's a wonderful movie.
Yeah, go see it.
Yeah.
So go see it, in other words.
Go see it.
It's Cynthia Angelica, right?
Yes, it is.
This week, I think next week into wider release.
Okay, cool.
So, England's largest gay rights advocacy group, Stonewall, has named televangelist Pat Robertson as its Bigot of the Year. Robertson, a longtime host of the 700 Club, also has a long history of making incredibly defamatory anti-gay remarks about our community.
No, he just makes stupid remarks.
Just stupid.
Say they're more stupid than they are really and defamatory.
The most outrageous claim here recently was that gay men deliberately spread HIV by wearing rings that cut you when we shake hands with you. So
really,
that was back in.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
he said
no.
That we wear rings to purposely cut you to spread HIV. Yeah.
I don't know any gay men who shake hands. They hug.
That's true. That's very true.
And only wear diamonds on special occasions.
That's true.
Got it all wrong.
Right. And last, coming up this Friday in observance of World AIDS Week, be sure and catch the free showing of the award-winning play The Norma Heart at the Cathedral of Hope. Cast includes several former Lambda Weekly guests, including Todd Whitley and Daniel Gates, among others. So go check it out. I'm going to.
Good. Well, it is Pledge Drive here at 89.3 KNON FM.
And speaking of former guests on Lambda Weekly, we've had a lot of former guests. We've been on the air for 30 years.
We have.
So if you're out there listening and your organization or your event or you have come on the show and, you know, gotten the word out about, you know, what's important to you via Lambda Weekly, take this moment and pick up the phone and call us. You know, go online and pledge at KNON.org. Give us a call at 972-647-1893. You know, $25 pledge, $50 pledge, $100 pledge. Those things add up, and we'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to know that you appreciate being on the air. You know, give back when we need your help now,
right.
Too, in support of Lambda Weekly.
972-647-1893. Has the phone rung? It has not been ringing, so give us a call. We still have three of the gift certificates for diners in the city. Company Cafe in on Lower Greenville, Snooky's Bar and Grill in Oak Lawn, and Spiral Diner in Oak Cliff. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. A $50 pledge gets you one of these $30 gift certificates. So give us a call. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you're waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of the people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
It's always inspiring to see global corporate giants crush small farmers, stomp on nature, circumvent our laws by hook or crook, and deceive and gouge consumers. Welcome once again to the phantasmagoric world of DNA manipulators. In particular, this branch of genetic engineering wizardry calls itself, quote, synthetic biology. Yes, that's an oxymoron, meaning fake life. But it's also moronic in this case, for it's a crude and costly attempt by high-tech alchemists at such corporate powers as BASF and Cargill to genetically modify microorganisms to produce something wholly unnecessary, artificial flavorings and fragrances. One of their, quote, achievements is to use a powerful form of gene-altering technology to re-engineer yeast and make synthetic vanilla. Hello, of all the world's needs, why put so much money and scientific energy into something that's on every grocery shelf, both in a natural and artificial form? Also, this corporate wizardry creates a massive threat to the livelihoods of thousands of small tropical farmers in developing nations. Madagascar, for example, one of the world's poorest countries, has 80,000 farmers whose only reliable cash crop is vanilla beans. I really count on that to make a living, says one. Well, sniff the faraway synthetic makers, we can do it cheaper. But can do is not the same as will do. Even though the lab-made vanilla is not as good as nature's own, corporations will use their political and marketing muscle to capture the market and jack up prices. Advertising gimmickry is already in play, for the industry claims that its fake stuff is a natural product. Therefore, it need not be labeled as a GMO, even though it is. This is Jim Hightower saying, to get a bigger whiff of this outrage, go to Friends of the Earth at foe.org.
Hi, I'm Cleve Jones, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Leron Landis and the late Patty Fink. I know you've been jealous that we didn't have a special name for you, Leron.
And now I feel now included. You
do. Our guest today is Aaron Moore,
lucky you.
Which means that it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Big, huge week in equality this week. Two states passed marriage equality. Hawaii has to have a technical second vote in the Senate on Tuesday. Neil Abercrombie, the governor, is going to sign it that week.
That'll make him the 16th state.
Mm-hmm. 16th. Mm-hmm. Well, you're counting New Mexico. I'm counting that as a half a state.
Right.
Oh. Illinois is 14.
Okay. Right? So I'm seeing most of what I'm seeing says Illinois is 15.
You know what?
Illinois is 15. You're right.
You're right.
So Illinois is 15 and a half.
Isn't this a good thing that we've lost count?
Yes,
it's a great thing
is.
That we've
it really
lost
is.
It is. Illinois
and
is 15 and a
low.
Half.
They're more.
Right.
They're more than we're saying.
And Hawaii is 16 and a half, but state 16 is actually going to have marriage equality before state 15 because state 15 won't go into effect until June, but right. Hawaii is going to go into effect next week.
Right.
Yeah.
When it was first coming out, it was like, there's a gay character in this movie. We got to go see it. Mm-hmm. It's got a gay undertone, not even a theme. And then now there's like, oh, gosh, another gay movie. Mm-hmm. And I really want to get there with marriage equality states. I really want to get there with this is not an issue anymore.
Here it is with ENDA. The last time it was up for a vote, it was how many of the Democrats are going to vote for this. This time, the question was how many of the Republicans are going to vote for this. And what the final vote was, it was 64-32. 54 Democrats, that's actually 52 plus two independents, voted for it, but 10 Republicans voted for it. Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, Susan Collins from Maine, the two from Arizona, Flake and McCain.
McCain voted for it, which I was so excited for.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He did.
Orrin Hatch from Utah, Dean Heller from Nevada, Mark Kirk from Illinois, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Rob Portman, who has a gay son, from Ohio, and Patrick Toomey from Pennsylvania, Republican from Pennsylvania, where the governor is fighting marriage equality tooth and nail right now.
Right.
Well,
interesting. One of the reasons they said some of these senators were voting for it was they had cover. Their states already have marriage equality, like Maine.
It's so interesting.
In New Hampshire.
It blows me away that it's flipped like that, that they're using marriage equality as cover to say, of course, I'm going to support non-discrimination in the workplace. Because you see it the other direction.
Yeah.
You go from measly, you can't kill us laws, the hate crimes protections, you know, through workplace typically, and then you get to relationship recognition.
Right.
Not the other way around.
Not the other way around. But some of the states had it, and they also have state endas already, so it's real easy for them from their states to vote for this.
And if you look at some of the names on that list, they're also the ones that helped resolve the shutdown because they get it.
They're sensible.
You know, Murkowski, yeah. Ayotte, sure. Several of those who stepped up last month in the shutdown.
We all know the other side's arguments against marriage equality. Same old tired arguments for procreation, yada, yada, yada. What are some of the arguments against allowing a man to work? Having the right to work.
Patty.
Well, raising my hand. I subscribe to all of this right-wing stuff that drives
me. Yeah, Brian eyes. Fisher.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Family
I love
Research
him.
Council and all that stuff.
Did you hear what he said?
He's a mess.
We mean most recently?
Yeah. About this.
What?
About ENDA. If we get ENDA, it's going to force people to a life of homosexuality.
Right. Yeah, I did hear that.
It's the big gay agenda to turn everyone gay.
Oh, sure.
So yeah. When ENDA passes...
You're going to have to work with gay people.
Mm. No, it's more than that. You're going to work with them and become gay.
We have special rings, I hear. So,
we do.
Yeah. No, it's the same thing. I mean, there's never been a good reason. There's just been enough people who didn't want to admit that they were prejudiced to support it. But now there's just no good reason. And
that's a good reason.
No, it's not. The tide is swinging the other way, and now they're having to come up with more and more ludicrous ways. But do y'all know Craig McCartney, whose birthday it is today, by the way? Happy birthday, Craig.
Happy birthday, Craig.
We were talking about this issue the other day, and he says, you know, these same people used to come and get us and hang us or kill us or beat us up, and now the best they can do is to not let us get married, you know, or to not give – he says, it's all perspective, you know, and that is perspective, but now that we've – come this far, we've got to really come this far and get on the right side of history, like everybody keeps saying.
Well, and Brian Fisher's point the other day when he was discussing this very thing was that there is there's no protection for straight people in that bill, you know, which is insane because he doesn't think he has a sexual orientation.
Maybe right. He doesn't.
So,
well, and
everyone has a sexual orientation. Everyone has a gender identity. Everyone poops.
And
it's just the law, you know.
And
it's
what we always major. Say, every law, every employment law passed is straight person law. I mean, it's the special classes that are
a constitutional amendment here in Texas that passed last week had to do with some tax something benefit that
veterans
got, married veterans, but that doesn't include gay married veterans.
Right.
Which is why I voted against it.
But it did pass. And when we get marriage, it will apply to us. When we get marriage in Texas, which will happen. But, you know, the right wing, like the Family Research Council and such.
Some of the reasons?
Yeah. They're saying a lot of them are moving off of the LNG and moving to the B and T as the reasons not to have employment equality or non-discrimination. They're saying, oh, you're going to have these cross-dressers who are going to want to, you know, like, I guess, you know, hide out in bathrooms and, you know, that sort of thing and jump out and scare you, you know, or whatever. But it's really ludicrous reasons.
Think of the children.
Yeah. For denying it.
I will say I was surprised that this indie version included T.
It did the last time, too.
It did last time, too.
I thought that there was some controversy about
Barney
it
Frank
time.
Well, put it in
years
finally.
Ago.
Okay.
Years ago.
Okay. I didn't know that it was in there. I mean, it's a good thing it's in there. I was just surprised.
He argued against it at first, but then he...
No, I know. No. I know that. But did it ever come up to a vote? I don't think it did.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think it got out of committee.
Oh, that's possible. This might be the first time they're voting on the team.
Yeah, so when they said transgender, I'm like, it's in there? Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it got out of committee because transgender was.
You're right,
there.
Because it's been a while since there's been a vote on this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In 64, right. I just think that's stunningly promising.
Mm-hmm. That is.
In the Senate, because I mean, I was excited about the cloture vote. And you know, cloture just to get the opportunity to vote on it.
Now,
you know,
Chad Griffin, Chad Griffin, who's the president or executive director of HRC.
And president. I think he's all of those
things. Of Human Rights Campaign. He said if we get a strong vote in the Senate by Republicans, it actually has a chance to get on the floor of the House. What do you think the chances are? Well, I'm just quoting what he said.
That depends on Boehner, frankly. I mean, he's got to bring it to the fore for the vote for the first thing, and I think he's afraid to because I think he thinks it might pass. Hmm. Or at least get fewer no votes than he wants it to.
Mm-hmm.
And they snuck that sneaky little clause in that he's the one that can bring stuff to the floor. It used to be after the first vote, if there was a majority of representatives that wanted to bring for a revote, they could.
I don't think that's true. I mean, that was with Cantor.
Am I mistaken?
That was Eric Cantor, but I thought that was specific to the budget.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
It wasn't Boehner. It was Eric Cantor. And it was I thought it was specific to the budget.
It was recently, anyway.
The point, though, is I think
has to bring it up.
If they can't even pass a farm bill, if they can't even pass a continuing resolution, if they can't pass a budget, they're not going to pass ENDA in the House. You know, that's the reality right now.
The crazy, crazy thing is that most Americans believe it's already the law.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Mm-hmm. You know, they do. It's like over 70% or 80%.
But isn't that a good thing?
I think it's great, but why is it so difficult to pass the bill
right.
and make it true?
People and the reason I think it's a great thing is because I think most people believe, of course it's the law. I would never do something like that. So,
well, I think most people just think that discrimination of any kind is against the law, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons I keep hearing, of course it's just ridiculous, is that they shouldn't pass this law because it will end up with more lawsuits. And overcrowd the courts with lawsuits. Well,
then don't
first
do
of
it.
All, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But second of all, even if it does, you're basically admitting there is discrimination out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Right.
And lots, I mean, like Brian Fisher wants to be, she said, you should be able to discriminate. You know, because
we're heathens
and stuff, you know,
right.
Heathens and deviants and stuff. So therefore, you should be able to discriminate against them.
I like the Brian Fishers. Tell it how you really feel. Don't sugarcoat it.
Right. Let the bigots show themselves.
Let the bigots show themselves.
The only problem is people actually listen to them and they make things up. If they were telling the truth and they were giving real reasons, okay, but people believe some of this nonsense.
Yeah.
I mean, and
same thing with Pat Robertson.
His radio show is the Radical Fringe, but you hear the same nonsense on Fox. Maybe not as extreme. Fox even isn't saying that everybody is going to have to become a homosexual. But that nonsense is there, and the lies are there.
It just screams to me. I mean, back off the law, the proposed laws and all of that. All of this stuff about, you know, it's going to make you gay.
I know.
Like, it's so easy to make you gay. Like, you're so scared of that. And if your nature was allowed to be, you would be so tempted to be gay.
You know,
when they talk about that, they're recruiting and they're going to make you gay. I'm like, that's the whole point. We're trying to say a sexual orientation you can't change.
I can remember the last time I've had somebody come knock on a door trying to hand me a pamphlet saying, you know, come to our gay meeting. to turn you gay, but I can tell you the last time I had a Jehovah's Witness knock on my door.
Right.
So, I mean, really?
Right.
Which just tells me we need to knock on more doors.
I love that comment by John McClellan on Facebook one time where the SDEC for the Texas Democratic Party was meeting in Fort Worth in the same hotel with the Jehovah's Witness convention, and somebody pointed it out and said, you know, what could be further apart, or what's
now what's compare and contrast these two groups, and he said one of them has an effective walk program.
Block walking program, yeah.
Just see John Stewart the other day. They did some little clip, and they were talking to some Mississippians about, do you know, this is probably going to be the last state to recognize same-sex marriage. And one of the representatives is like, yeah, that's true, and I'm sad to say. I hate that, but that's the fact. He goes, I'm not even surprised a gay couple can get a fishing license here. Like, wow. He was being honest.
Yep.
Yep. When I was still living in the area, there was a lesbian couple who tried to have like a holistic retreat in Mississippi, and they ran them out of town. Mm-hmm. They literally ran them out of town. Yep. They buried them in
Cemetery. Burn it down?
Did you used to live in Mississippi?
No, I used to live in Slidell, which is like 5 seconds from Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can almost see it. You know?
No, you can see it.
I'm thinking of a hate crime that happened in Alabama.
Yeah, no.
Alabama's the other side of Mississippi.
Yeah, no, I know that. I bet you didn't think I did.
I didn't.
I just drive a little faster through those states now, but but yeah, it was nasty. I mean, they buried him in so much paperwork and made him like file for rezoning 20 mm-hmm. times and all this kind of stuff. They just wouldn't let him set it up. So
it is pledge drive here on a very good week for gay rights. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We still have a couple of diner gift certificates for a $50 pledge. You get a $30 gift card to one of several restaurants. We have T-shirts and aprons and caps and all kinds of other things for $30 pledges, $40 pledges, $50 pledges. And we do need to hear from you. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And you know, you can call in with your pledge and then send a check in. We'll send you a reminder card and where to send the check. You know, so we can do that. You can do it, use a credit card, all the major credit cards. You can do a bank draft where you can, we'll call you later. Just call in your pledge now at 972-647-1893, and the station will contact you to get the information and set it up. And so there are lots of ways to give. Lots and lots of ways to give. You can give, call now. You can go online at knon.org and click on pledge. And be sure to put in Lambda Weekly or That Gay Show or whatever you want to do to convey who we are.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by. We'll actually be here a little bit after
the show.
We actually
just got an operator, so he's standing by.
That's true. He is. We'll be here a little bit after the show if you want to call us after the show, or just go online, make a pledge. Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show on the air anywhere at all. KNON supported the gay community before the gay community even knew that we needed supporting on the radio. Made up the idea of a gay show, and there are shows all over the country now that are similar to ours, but we were the very first. 972-647-1893. And I'm saying that not to tout us, but to tout KNON and why the LGBT community should be supporting KNON. They were here reporting news and information about the community before there was a Dallas Voice even.
And the only way to keep that going is to with the help of our listeners, you. So give us a call at 972-647-1893.
And once more?
972-647-1893. Coming up on the end, thank you for coming, Aaron.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll see you next quarter.
Yes, next quarter. And y'all better call then.
Well, how about this time?
Call now. 972-647-1893.
Are we ready to go out? We are ready to go out. We will be back with more Lambda Weekly next week.